You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Ishmael Strever. It's just me today, so I hope you're ready to hear only my voice. We've got some wavy programming for you boys and girls out there, so if you're ready to get seasick, you've tuned into the right station. Today, Max Dan will tell a life-affirming tale fresh off the presses. Also, we did some digging in the good old archives, and we found quite the gem. ATME's own Jacob Holly Klein interviews the quirkiest voice on air, Steve Heimel. We'll also hear some fly tunage with sounds ranging from the Doobie Brothers to Shlomo. Don't even think about touching that dial until you hear about some of the happening events going down soon. Let's kick off the show with a nostalgic account of Max Dan's legendary diving coach.
All the memories I have from high school blur together. I can't remember how I met certain people, I don't remember what classes I took freshman year, and I forget all the algebra concepts drilled into me the night before a test. I don't remember much, but I do realize high school changed me. The memories I have gravitated around one person, Mandy Morrell. Mandy has a unique look. She wore her hair in long dreads that she rolled up into a bun, stood about 5'8", and dressed for the outdoors. I met her sophomore year when I joined the swim and dive team at West High School. I have always been an athletic person, playing hockey from a young age, joining baseball and soccer in the summers, running cross-country and track throughout middle and high school, and a 3-year stint skiing cross-country. My friends swam varsity for the high school team, and I wondered if I could do that too. I joined the swim team. My first day I walked into the hot, humid pool, heard the water lapsing on the pool deck, and thought, maybe this isn't for me. I still had a cast around my forearm from a soccer injury, so I sat in the stands when I noticed the divers practicing. One kid effortlessly jumping through the air, another somersaulting into a forward dive, hardly leaving a splash when entering the water. I instantly made up my mind that I was joining the dive team. I walked over to Mandy and told her I would like to dive for her. Diving looked like much more fun. I already ran hard in morning practices for cross country, and diving seemed like an easy second sport. I was wrong. My cast was removed and I started diving a few days later. Mandy has new divers start by jumping off the side into the pool. The next step was learning my approach. Finally, I got to put it all together off the board. Diving was a unique and stressful experience in my athletic career. It was never an easy day, but with Mandy's coaching, I kept going. Every time Mandy taught me a new dive, I relied on her tips. Standing on the board, the butterflies in my stomach turned my blood into lead. Then Mandy would yell,
"You got this. Jump up and over."
Or,
"Tuck and hold until you see the ceiling again."
Sometimes, while we were in the air, she would yell,
"Kick. Kick!"
Meaning it was time to kick out of the dive. I had to learn dives in about a month, while teammates had about 3 months to practice. I ran for the cross-country team at the same time and juggled between practices, so my diving techniques were pretty jagged. Mandy said at an end-of-the-year banquet, I was the team's diamond in the rough. She was still able to teach me a respectable number of dives, despite the time restraint. I still remember learning the forward double somersault, a stressful experience. Mandy would make us do a flip till you hit. I'll explain. Jump high off the board, tuck hard, and hold the flip for 2 rotations until you cannonball in the water. This was proof of your ability. My flip till you hit always ended with me smacking my head on the water. Eventually, I advanced to the kicking out stage. My biggest obstacle for learning a new dive was the fear of not being able to kick out at the correct time. I remember jumping up, tucking, holding, then getting this feeling of, you did it wrong. If completing the dive meant entering the water back first, I would have nailed it. The pain shot up my spine and just simmered. Embarrassed, head under the water for a moment. After a short break, I tried this a couple more times. Jump up, tuck, hold, and then smack. It was so bad the lifeguards told Mandy I had to wear a life vest or stop diving. Being on the swim team and putting on a bright yellow life vest was the most humiliating thing. My friend smirking, I got on the board. Jump up, tuck hard, and squeezed. I counted one flip, two. Then Mandy yelled,
"Kick!"
I did, and slid into the water feet first, the vest immediately bringing me back up. But I did it. I was so excited I had to try again, life vest and all. I learned a new dive and had the dark purple bruises on my back to prove it, which I didn't even notice until someone pointed them out in the showers. I got the confidence to try all the new dives, Mandy guiding me through all the techniques. My life changed around this time. I started to realize my obstacles in life were internal ones. The second guessing myself at critical moments during the double somersault was the reason I failed to dive. Mandy helped me get through these difficult moments. Her metaphor stuck with me, diamond in the rough. I thought about how I needed to focus more if I wanted to be more than proficient. I needed to polish my skills. I started working harder in school and sports. The memories blurred together. The ones that are still clear are the moments that changed the way I look at life. Mandy helped me by giving me these experiences.
Thank you, Max. That was a dope recap. We're glad you didn't drop out of high school, dude. Now let's play some tracks.
I had a dream about my man last night, and my man came by the studio, and his name is Busta Rhymes, in effect. Shaheed is in effect. Fife Diddog is in effect. Check it out and give me my spec. I'm moving, yes, I'm moving, cause my mouth is on the motor. Use the coast in the morning to avoid the funky odor. Can't help being funky, I'm the funky abstract brother. Funky in the sense, but I play the undercover. Once had a fetish, fetish for some booty. Now I'm getting funky in my rapping, that's my duty. Brothers tend to jock on a style in particular. If you got the ego like some brothers, then I'll get with you. But if I don't pursue, then I just don't give a. My motto in the 90s is be happy making ducks. Girls love the gym because it causes crazy friction. When it goes up in, it fluctuates the addiction. I still understand the oof, because that's what I'm at a for. I'm hooked on the swing, so just call me the music whore. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. Quest the people's choice, we thriving for the spirit. If you can't hear it, then get the wax utensils. Write my rhyme straight up, don't get with no fancy stencil. The rhymes be getting sweet, we stay away from talk. A perfectionist at work, perking up the art. If you want to battle, I suggest you check your clock. Your demise is coming up, and I want your man to watch. Be the prime example, a deeper still the sample. Insignificance, here I place you on the mantle. Born up in Harlem, reside now in Jamaica. The girl I used to rock, her mom's was a Quaker. And what does that make her? The evil money taker. The crazy move faker, I use that to break her. Fife is in the house. Uncle Mike is in the house. Rob Power is in the house. Tim Latham is in the house. Wise Men is in the house. The Brand Noobs is in the house. The JBs, they in the house. And J-Lo, they in the house. I must regroup my thoughts and kick the next verse for my people. Please don't be deceived by the ugly sights of evil. The world is kinda cold and the rhythm is my blanket. Wrap yourself up in it, if you love it, then you'll thank it. Don't move to rebuttal, wave your hand for action. Some women in the 90s want more than satisfaction. They want keys and G's and all those illy things. If you want to, I'll show you just what the app can bring. I keep a tight net with my brothers Ken and Kenny. If the question is of rhymes, then I'll tell you I got plenty. The thing that men and women need to do is stick together. Progressions can't be made if we're separate forever. I hook this funky beat with the loop and the feature. Is the funky singing by Miss Vinia Mojica. So listen, because the quest is led through the underground. My people have been oppressed too long, no more will we be down. People tend to riff because they don't know the mental. People tend to bug because the beats are hard but gentle. Apple candle lurks through the body of this youngin'. Play like Bobby Bird on your back and you're coming to the house of the jazz, of the funk, of the rhythm. All the goods are welcome, but if you're a villain,
chilling, I'll just wait and debate, contemplate your arrival. The flexor is your motive, then you don't like survival. The abstract is speaking, the heartbeats is reaching to black and Puerto Ricans, cause their butt naked streaking through the ever murky streets of the urbanized areas. Blasting out the speakers is the hip hop hysteria. Craig is in the house, Pete Rock is in the house, CL is in the house, Ultra Mag is in the house, Nice and Smooth is in the house, Big Daddy Kane is in the house, Beat Nuts is in the house, Special Ed is in the house. Yeah, and this one goes out to my man, thanks a lot, Ron Carter, on the bass. Yes, my man Ron Carter is on the bass. And check it out, going into the 91 decade, up and until the 2000 decade, you gotta say, the quest is on. And God damn it, that's the quest is on. And we out.
Darling, I'll tell you why it's on first.
That was Verses from the Abstract by A Tribe Called Quest, What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers, Red Light, Green Light by Dune Rats, and finally, Lonely Notes by The Internet. You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Ish, your gorgeous host slash shameless self-promoter, and you just listened to some of the best music of all time. I don't know if you guys remember 2012, but it was a crazy year. For those of you who don't recall those tumultuous 12 months, December 21st was like Y2K part two. People thought the world would end, and we all got kind of stoked. But then nothing happened, and life went on as usual. Until Das Racist broke up, that really hit the youth demographic pretty hard. Anyway, back in March 2012, our very own man with the fat Adam's apple, Jacob Holly Klein, interviewed local radio personality Steve Heimel. You'll hear this in two parts, starting with part one, because chronological order is where it's at.
For those of you who tune in or have tuned in to KSKA on any given day, you've probably heard the voice of Steve Heimel. I got the chance to interview Heimel about his life and exploits. He began his broadcasting career in 1961 in the rural community of Cowdersport, Pennsylvania on WFRM. He explains here the philosophy, functions, and innovations of the station.
Yeah, this is a real small market radio, so as a matter of fact, the owner of the station was one of the innovators in cramming the radio industry into even smaller markets than it had been able to do before. Mm-hmm. So this is a comparatively rural town of just, 2,800 people.
Oh.
Very small, but the way that he did it was that within the signal area of the station, he would set up stations in places with that were very small towns, but within the area of their signal would be larger communities. It's similar to the philosophy that Walmart uses to mm-hmm. this day, where they won't necessarily locate in urban centers, but outside of there, but the people will come from the urban centers and go to Walmart, so they get all the advantages of the rural location, cheap labor, and all that sort of thing, and they still drive the business there. And so this was a big innovation in the early 1960s and late 1950s in broadcasting to be able to have a station in a town that small. And so you had to learn everything. So we had live music that was done in the studio. There's old country music bands that come in, and fiddle players and accordion players and stuff like that. And we had to learn how to play some microphones for all that stuff. Had to do the news every day. I didn't have to do the news every day, but there was news every day. And if the guy that normally did it didn't do it, I was usually the guy who had to do it.
Heimel worked as a part-time DJ in the evening.
My shift was the part-time shift, which consisted of the entire weekend and everything from 5 o'clock until the sun goes down, and then substituting for anybody that had to do something else, like, you know, they'd go cover ball games and take vacation and, you know, their stuff. Yeah. So that was the nature of the job. You had to be a DJ, which was selecting music for different kinds of shows, like the businessman's show in the middle of the day had to be something that wouldn't upset a businessman that was home for lunch and his wife.
Yeah.
Once kids got out of school, then we were allowed to play the top 100 hits, which was you know, this was just right early years of Motown, and it was still kind of the hangover of the rock and roll that had been invented in the 1950s, the early 1954
okay.
on. So. Okay. So I played that, and then I'd have to, even religious music shows I would have to do. Yeah. And the morning shift, when I had to do that, that was all country music and bluegrass. So.
The rock and roll revolution had by this time occurred. Heimel explains here the freedom rock and roll represented and the prosperity it was born into.
For somebody my age, rock and roll was a huge revolution. It was a cultural revolution because the time when rock and roll showed up in the 1950s were extremely constrained. People were, I don't know what to call it. Society was kind of bound up in America because if you look at it, like my parents' generation, they'd had the Depression and then the war, and then the war was over, and then there was all this huge marketing thing to create prosperity. Usually after a war, there's a depression. But after the Second World War, there was no depression because they took the machinery that was used to make all the stuff for the war and turned it to making automobiles and consumer products and all that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then they had this huge advertising thrust to tell people they wanted all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
So people were, they've been trapped all their lives, this last generation before mine, been trapped all their lives, and then come this, my generation, we started out in this prosperity. And our parents all wanted something better for us. We all were supposed to go to college. Sputnik goes up in 1957. Suddenly, we have to compete with Russia. We're all supposed to be engineers. We had very high expectations put on us, and our perception of our parents was that they were stuck in a box that they couldn't get out of, and we wanted freedom. Freedom means being able to speak your mind and carry on and dare to change the world and do new things and stuff like that. So that's what rock and roll symbolized. Rock and roll told us we really did have power. We really could change the world. There was power and energy in this that our parents had no clue about, and they didn't like it much.
That was KSKA's Steve Heimel. In part two next month, Heimel will discuss his politically motivated resignation from the Houston-based radio station KILT-FM. He'll also share his opinion on the rise of technology and its role in media. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Jacob Holly Klein.
Steve Heimel is such an interesting dude. I think of him as like the Gandalf of the 907 region. That being said, no man is as interesting as women. And with that, we kick it to some songs inspired by the fairest sex.
Women. These chasers women. $100 million. Wait, Mike says this should be a song about women. But then he said he don't know any women. I told him, yo, I know like 7 women. I know women, they like to go swimming. They like to drink tea, they like to think in the cool breeze. From the east on a beach or the west, yo, women, they the best. Hey, yo, I think women really like diamonds. Yo, I think they don't usually like violence. They like to roll their eyes when I tell them I be rhyming. Broken dreams, yo, broken hymen. I just wanna burn a spliff and eat Thai, man. When I holler at them, they say it's bad timing. They smell great, I think about them real late. They're better than steak or high stakes. Poker, yo, women, they're loca. They're sometimes Spanish. When it's real late at the club, they vanish. With dudes after I warm them up with great jokes. They're the great hope, they're very dope. Sometimes they like to smoke. Sometimes they drink drinks with the little umbrellas in them. Sometimes women is venom.
But sometimes women is like the best flower. Yo, women, yo, they got the power. Yo, women, they like to take showers. And when they let you take them with them, it's really awesome. Women used to watch Dawson's Creek, and they used to watch 90210. They like to watch shows. Some of them don't. They like to read prose. Some of them like to date pros. That's professionals. Others don't. They like to date maybe artists. Some women are bad and some are harmless. Women, you see, they got the harness. And they can harness all this power that they garnish. Women like to watch Who Got Mail with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Women, you're great on behalf of men. Thanks.
Thank you, women.
I'm glad to be a part of your ranks. If you accept me, women.
These chasers,
women.
They like that all the time. These chasers,
women.
Yeah.
That was Woman by Heems, followed by Places by Shlomo, and concluded with Anxious by Sweater Beats. You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on 90.3 FM KNBA Anchorage. I'm Ish, the last genuine human being left, and you just listened to some of the most phantasmagorical sounds this side of the Mississippi River. As you all know, winter is approaching, so it's time to bundle up and get out while there's still some sunlight. For the uninspired adventurers among you, here's some swank events you might want to attend. SenshiCon 2013 is happening this weekend at the Egan Center. There will be costume contests, games, dancing, and much, much more. Early bird tickets aren't available anymore, but they can be purchased at the door. For more, visit SenshiCon.org. Plurt! Dill Alaska Productions is bringing Dylan Francis and Flostradamus to town October 19th. It's going to be one fat dance party, so prepare to get sweaty. Tickets and more info are available at ShowdownAlaska.com. This show is 18 and up. Do you even lift, bro? The 26th Annual Anchorage Pro-Am Natural Bodybuilding Fitness Figure Bikini and Physique Championships is October 5th at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium. See the most ripped and bronzed people in Anchorage strut their stuff. Tickets available at GNC locations in the Sears Mall and on Abbott Road. Muscle milk. The UAA Concert Board is bringing up the very funny Maria Bamford. The show is October 10th at the Wendy Williamson, and tickets are available at uaatix.com. Bamford was the first female comic to have two half-hour Comedy Central Presents specials. Let's listen to a clip.
I was trying to learn to cook. People always say how easy it is to cook, but it is not any easier than not cooking. Oh, just get a really good virgin olive oil. Pile of milk duds, pile of nuts. Boop, beep, boop, beep. No, just slice up just a couple of squeezy cheese on finger, can of wine. No, just preheat the hot power bar from glove compartment. Ooh, doodly doo, doodly doo, doodly doo. Ooh, fresh from the oven. I'm very concerned about celebrity chef Paula Deen because her recipes are like a suicide note.
Y'all, we're gonna be making some sweet dreams of little balls of butter, shouting and Crisco, fatback, cracklings, blubber, suet, margarine, mayonnaise. Each day I wake to a fresh nightmare. The pain is too great. Gonna roll in some granulated sugar, powdered sugar, candy corn, gummy snakes, Mentos, cookies, some. Some nerds. Don't look for me. I've made a plan and I will follow through with it. Gonna drizzle that in some hot fudge, heavy cream, whipping cream, sour cream, ice cream, cake batter, peanut butter. Egg. Bon appetit.
That's all for events. Now let's hop in our DeLorean and travel back to 2012 when Jacob Holly Klein discussed life with Talk of Alaska host and grizzled Moses lookalike Steve Heimel. This is the second half of an epic two-part interview.
The ubiquitous voice of Steve Heimel is familiar to many, but for those less aware, Heimel began his radio career in the small town of Countersport, Pennsylvania in 1961. He now works in Alaska with KSKA discoursing on everything from politics to folk music. He developed a reputation for being unafraid of controversy, a perfect example being his politically motivated resignation from the Houston-based radio station KILT-FM.
They would have some hippie, like me, that would do the sort of spaced-out, stoned-out, happy-talky, weirdy news.
Yeah.
And I could talk about flying saucers. They were happy if I talked about flying saucers or any of that kind of stuff. But I also, there was such crazy stuff happening in the real news that there was really crazy things going on in the Middle East. There was this craziness, Vietnam stuff, and we had Watergate. Think about it.
It's hard to ignore.
Well, it was It was huge, and it became obvious to the whole world that Nixon was lying. Mm. You know, it was even 21 minutes to disappear from the tapes. I mean, it just went on and on and on. He was desperately, history knows this now, he was desperately scrambling to hang on to his power and doing an amazingly good job at it when you look back on it. But the fact of the matter is, he was a liar and nobody was saying so. You know, you could say so if you were alternative, but not really supposed to say so when you're part of the institutional power structure.
Yeah, so...
So here's this kid's radio station and the house hippie, and he's just sort of going off about Nixon. And so they kind of like... They probably didn't really care much, right? But yeah. Somebody told them they needed to care, so then they cracked down on me.
Yeah.
And then the problem was... And I said, yeah, okay, no problem. I don't talk about UFOs. I don't care. But the problem is then he kept doing more outrageous things. Mm. He'd come on at night and make these ridiculous statements to the world, you know, about here's all my transcripts available from the government printing office. You know, he made his own censored transcripts of all the conversations that were recorded in the White House. It was a crap like this. It was just, how can you ignore it? How can you ignore that? That stuff's genuinely funny. Yeah. So how could I not?
Steve Heimel, observing the rolling evolution of social media and its numerous incarnations, has constructed his own theory.
So we have lots of nonsense. We have lots of spam. We have lots of... Every financial interest in the world now wants to climb onto social media to make money. And so the result is a whole lot of spamminess. It's just really, really spammy. Mm-hmm. So, long attention span seems to be at a premium now. And people actually now, morality is getting affected. People actually think that the truth is relative. The truth isn't relative. People think that morality is relative because cultures are relative. Morality is not relative. Decent treatment of another human being is the same no matter where you are. You know, you may be, there's gray areas of what is and is not decent treatment, but by and large, it's a matter of common sense and decency. So, there's decency and indecency. Mm-hmm. There's creation of advantage, there's taking of advantage. Which is immoral? Is creation of advantage immoral or taking of advantage? So you won't want all this stock that somebody set up machinery that the stock will keep making money. Who's a sinner here? This one over here is a sinner. Mm-hmm. You that own the stock.
Heimel also discusses his broadcasting philosophy and the importance of creativity in radio.
You know, I like the Occupy sort of philosophy where nobody can quite pin down what the hell you are, what the hell you're after, anything like that, but you're a little dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. That, to me, maintains the possibility for creativity, and I think creativity, that's what ever since the Nixon thing, that's all I've really cared about in broadcasting is let's see if we can't make this more creative. Let's see if we can't. I mean, why should some overly hormonal, emotionally testosterone-laden yahoo who hollers on the radio be privileged to get all the women he wants? They just call him up on the phone all the time. I mean, that's just a pitiful, that's a pitiful abuse of power. Mm-hmm. I felt broadcasting made me too important, and I wanted a situation where broadcasting can make other people more important, so to be less corrupting. Power is always corrupting, and you see it always in these overly hormonal DJs and their damn women getting themselves in trouble and substance abuse and, you know, wealth if they can get it. It really was hilarious. It was hilarious and went on for years.
For more Steve Heimel, tune in to Talk of Alaska on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Jacob Holly-Klein.
Thank you, Jacob. That was an enlightening piece. Shouts out all my listeners with decently sized Adam's apples. And speaking of large Adam's apples, I think it's about time we assault your eardrums with some more music.
1, 2, what is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat arsenios to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is specialist, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the streets, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape. Not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz. So get your own. Smoking on repeat, cause they try to dupe me or the best of the pack. But they can't do rap force abstract. Original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's wrong.
That was Buggin' Out by Alaska's favorite tribe, a tribe called Quest, followed by Stoner Pop by Australian band Dune Rats. In case you weren't paying attention, this is Another News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on 90.3 FM Anchorage. Well, that about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd also like to thank Max Dan. That was his first radio story, and he pretty much killed it. I can't forget about Jacob Holly Klein. I would also like to thank his Adam's apple. Good work, sport. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, and the Rasmussen Foundation. Thank you, Mom, for listening, and peace to my homie Reed. If you would like to make great stories as well, join at me. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org or call us at 272-2864. While you're at it, remember to check out the KPASA Anchorage events page on Facebook. It's the juiciest site on the internet and is chock full of information on local events. Don't forget to tune in to the next broadcast of In Other News on Saturday, October 26th at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM. Keep on rocking in the free world. We're Denardwar.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance and Sugar Dance, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger, landscape for what this work as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteas, souffleas for swerving on corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on this. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the after or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're El Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance and Sugar Dance, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance and Sugar Dance, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what?
Falling sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar that convinces us silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady star feet, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
9.
We from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the Lord will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red, the Geechee gracious, he be sipping on my red, we float the tri-state, draped in the satin vines, this coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack, then what we do after we sip the armor red, we start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy, chopping the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade, anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As you exit the place with grace, jersey armor better, the bursting of clouds and pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance and Sugar Dance, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance and Sugar Dance, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what?